You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Jessica Beggins. Each week, tune in to hear a new topic about real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your own home, or maybe you're looking to get into the industry, either way, I hope you use this as your go-to resource for all of your real estate needs. Hey guys, Jessica Beggins here with Century 21. Thanks for tuning in this week. I've got a good topic for you guys. We are going to talk about what is going to happen if you have to sell your home now during this current health pandemic. It is happening. People are selling their homes and they are selling them quicker and for a higher price than before this pandemic. I can't make this stuff up. I'm going to tell you two different stories about two different markets. One is in St. Pete and one's in Riverview, just so that you guys know this isn't just happening in one area. The homes are flying off the shelf here in the Tampa Bay community. People want to be in this area and it shows. So let me talk about this home that I had in Riverview. We put the home on the market. The reason these people were selling was it was pretty much a bachelor pad, and the guy moved in with the girlfriend, and they moved closer to her work. So they moved to Clearwater, actually. They went from Riverview to Clearwater. So their Riverview home was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms with a pool, 2-car garage, right in the middle of Riverview. I'm telling you, we put it on the market. It was gone. We had 3 or 4 offers on it. In the first 2 days of it being listed, we went under contract and closed. We sold over appraised value. The buyer came up with more money than the appraiser said that the home was worth because he wanted it that bad. That's how prices go up in communities, by the way. When somebody pays over appraised value, now appraisers have a sold comp to go off of because appraisers are looking at past solds. They're not looking in the future at what can sell and what it could sell for. So that's where realtors and appraisers kind of differ there, just so you guys know. But that was wild. Then a couple weeks later, have a listing go live in St. Pete. This was a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom with a 1-car garage listed at 205, right? Man, you could use this as an investment property because it was only like 15 minutes from the beach. Or it could have been used as like a first-time couple wanting a small place. It was fenced in. First offer came in 3 hours after the home was on the market. I can't make this up. There were 4 offers total on that house, almost 5, and we have it under contract now, so we're moving forward. But it's amazing what's happening out there right now. So you might have a new baby. You might have a new employment situation. You might have a parent who moved in with you. Maybe you just built a home. It's finally ready to move into. There's so many different things that could be happening in your life that are causing you to need to move. And that's okay. Even during this health pandemic, there are ways that we can still be safe about buying and selling homes. So I wanted to touch base with you guys on this too, because there are a couple ways that I am meeting with sellers before I even come to their house in general. I have Zoom, and so we hop onto a Zoom room and I can share my screen. We can talk about the comps. We can talk about the map and the market and everything. With buyers too, the same thing. If they're out of state, the buyers, I'm hopping into a Zoom room with them and we're searching on the map and scrolling through photos together and having a conversation before we ever even meet in person. So that is awesome. If someone is traveling here to look at your property, we can take proper precautions if your house is the one that's on the market. We document everybody that comes in. So that's a plus if for some reason you need to get back in contact with them because you tested positive or they found out that they tested positive. We're keeping a record of people who are coming into the house, and masks are required here in Florida, or at least in Hillsborough and Pinellas County. So we are wearing masks when we're showing properties. Hand sanitizer is available at all times. For those properties that I had listed, I've got hand sanitizer next to the paperwork on the kitchen counter. So we're trying to be safe in all of those different areas. Of course, there are different ways that the photographer is marketing the property as well. So I'm having my photographer create 3D virtual tours for homes so that the clients aren't just searching through the photos online, clicking next, next, next. They're actually clicking and dragging themselves around the room so that they can walk through the property without being inside the property. It's amazing. There's so much technology right now that all of us as realtors are learning and trying to adapt and add into our business to make it better for you guys as the consumers and help and, you know, be health safety and everything. So we're doing our best in that regard. So there's really no need to be worried about what's going on and are you going to be able to sell your house right now in this pandemic? Interest rates are at record lows still right now. So all of the buyers out there who can purchase can actually purchase at a higher purchase price right now than they could before the pandemic because the interest rates have gone down. So where your house price can go up, more buyers can now afford that purchase price, which is amazing. So we also, in our meeting this morning, we talked about month over month changes that we've seen this year versus last year, 2019. And we are down in numbers, but the sales volume is right there intact because prices have gone up, which is crazy. Why are prices going up during a health pandemic? I can't answer that for you. I was just with you guys know that this is an entire family business. So I was with my grandpa and my dad last weekend. We did a late Father's Day. And my grandpa's, you know, he's like, well, let's have a debate about this. You know, why are people buying houses right now? I don't know. I don't know why it's any different now, but I'm not complaining about it. And if you're selling your home, there is not a lot of competition right now for you. There is, for some reason, sellers aren't really selling right now, but buyers are buying. So if you're the one that's putting your house on the market, it is going to sell. I am telling you, and I can give you a more specific analysis on your home in particular if you think that your area might not be one of those hotspots, because I'm telling you, someone wants to move there. So I'm happy to do a Zoom call with you, meet in person if you're comfortable, bring the hand sanitizer, wear the mask, do all the things to make sure that we're being safe and compliant with the CDC guidelines. But it is possible to sell during this health pandemic, and it is absolutely happening right now. I have sold more in sales volume in the past month than I have in the entire year. It's wild right now. I'm so busy and I love it, and I would love to help you guys out as well. So if you are considering selling and you're not sure what to do because of the health pandemic, people are still buying, interest rates are still low, and there is a huge demand for the Tampa Bay area right now. So feel free to reach out if you want current numbers on what's going on in your neighborhood. And there you have it, guys. A little bit of positivity for your day. Homes are selling, so let's make it happen for you.